The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
We give you a delicious recipe to try out. And this weekend, we are joined by Gary O'Hanlon, Executive Chef at the Condor in Lurie. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you've chosen chicken piccata with lemony spaghetti and broccoli. What is a piccata?
Yeah, so it's a beautiful little Italian dish, I guess. I've been making this a long time, Pat, probably from my early days in Boston in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it's perfect for this time of year. And basically, it's a chicken scallopini, so your basic chicken breast, and you can butterfly that out. Now, what I mean by that is you want to put your hand on top of the breast and very gently bring the knife in alongside it. Now, you can completely cut it in half right through the middle of the breast, and then you bat them out. Or if you're nifty enough to go right to the last millimeter or two, and then you sort of fold it out and you have this larger surface area. So you can do it either way, but it's key that you sort of have a little scallopini off a chicken breast. And basically, one breast is going to be two pieces or one large butterfly piece, you know. And that's all to do with the cooking times. And we're going to do this in one pan. It's going to be like a one pan wonder type thing as far as the piccata itself is concerned. So what I do from there, so I'll basically give you a recipe that suits about four people, okay?
Okay.
So one chicken breast per person. Season it nicely with fine sea salt and a little bit of white pepper. And then we're going to fill a plate with some flour. Any kind of flour will do. You're probably looking at 100 to 200 grams of flour. And pass the chicken breast through the flour. Now, that's going to create a little bit of a coating on the chicken. It's going to have two uses, really. It's protecting the chicken. It's going to create a little bit of a nice crust on it, but it's also going to help in the aid of emulsification and thickening up the sauce near the end, as I'll explain. So then heat a nice heavy base frying pan. You put your pieces of chicken, a little drizzle of oil, get it hot, and then in with your presentation side down first, and you put it down, make sure it's a nice sizzle on it, cook it till a few minutes till you get a nice little golden color, and then you're going to turn it around. Once you turn it around, we're going to add in like 4 or 5 tablespoons of capers and the juices, okay? Or sometimes you see capers in one of those little long thin jars. Mm-hmm. The full jar is almost going to be the perfect, like, that's nearly how they're sold everywhere. So in that's about 4 tablespoons worth, in with all of it, in with the juice of a full lemon. So it's lovely acidic summery flavors going on here. And then once that's in there, in with about 300 mils of a Chardonnay or a dry white wine, and you know, a wine that you can drink. But like the cheapest one that you could buy is absolutely perfect for this. So in with about 300 mils of wine, we're going to bring that to the boil rapidly and let it reduce by almost half. When it's down by almost half, we're going to add 6 or 7 little knobs of butter, cold butter, and you're going to drop the butter right where the handle of the frying pan meets the pan itself. Drop your knobs of butter in there, and I say there because that's your position of most control, and you're going to take the handle and you're going to toss the pan over and back gently, and you're going to see the liquid and the wine emulsifying with that butter. It'll almost stay within a 2 or 3 square inch area, and that's called folding into the sauce. And now that's going to create a glaze. You're going to sort of start to see that sauce thicken slightly. And then to finish it off, about a handful of chopped flat leaf Italian parsley or curly parsley, but I like the flat leaf at this time of year. Chop it last second, put it in there. And what we serve that with is the lemony pasta. So basically loads of water, about 100 grams of dry pasta per person. Drop in your spaghetti. You need more water. Gareth's probably said it minis a weeks. Always use more water and a little bit more salt than what you think it takes. And that gives you a lovely pasta. Cook the spaghetti or the linguine to al dente, about 9 minutes or so. And then broccoli as well. 4 adults, 1 head of broccoli broken into florets and blanched into boiling salted water will be ideal. Split between 4 and then spoon on the spaghetti, on with the chicken and the broccoli, and then finish with glaze each one of them with the excess sauce. And it is an absolutely cracking dish for a summer's day.
And it sounds like it's fairly quick as well, Gary.
Yeah, it is. You know, Pat, once you start the chicken itself, obviously look, timing is everything in cooking. You know, before you start cooking the chicken, have your pot of water boiling for the broccoli florets, have the pot of water for the spaghetti boiling, or if you're not as comfortable, have them done and cooked and set aside, and you can reheat them a little bit by dropping them into a pot of boiling water for 10 seconds. That's a handy way of doing that if you want to do it in stages. But the chicken piccata itself, you're probably looking at start to finish 12 to 14 minutes, and that's really taking your time. I'd probably do it in 6 or 7, but really taking your time. If it's the first time doing it, don't rush it, but start to finish and, you know, go through those phases like that. Because when you cut the chicken in half, you got to realize as well that it is going to cook that wee bit quicker. There isn't a lot of fat content in chicken, mm-hmm. so poultry can dry out quite quickly. So once you're, if you go by the recipe and you're doing it nice and hard and fast and boiling it down quick, go through the process of boom, 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 step by step, it'll be perfectly cooked by the time you go through all those little steps. And yeah, so it is a quick one. Yeah, it's lovely.
Brilliant. Gary, thank you very much for joining us from Lurie in France, executive chef at the Condor there. That's Gary O'Hanlon.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.